exclusive, NDNGO, Antifa/BLM are funded. Protected by media, politicians, Biden administration. By Robert Krajicek on February 11, 2021. AndyNGO, journalist and author of Unmasked: Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy, told Breitbart News on Thursday that Antifa and Black Lives Matter receive political and financial support from allies in the news media, politicians, and Biden administration officials. As the rights became more sophisticated and more entrenched in the right, they started to have really large sources of funding, NGO said on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Antifa and Black Lives Matter received hundreds of thousands of dollars that supplied not just the basics like food and accommodation and travel, but things like riot gear, weapons, bail fund money, legal aid money. The combination of financial and political support from government and media facilitated an escalation in criminal violence perpetrated by left-wing organizations, NGO explained. He remarked, "When you have financial support on top of a mayor and a city council that's giving rhetorical support for them and a district attorney who's dropping all charges of the people, the rioters, who got arrested, it just kept going. It was a revolving door, and unfortunately, as I was warning, it led to them feeling empowered to kill somebody. Listen." NGO then recalled the killing of one of President Donald Trump's supporters. "They ended up hunting down and shooting a Trump supporter in downtown Portland. And that person, Michael Reinhold, as I write in the book, he left behind a sort of manifesto on his Instagram. And his quote was, 'I am 100% Antifa. And he is not the only one,' NGO remarked. "There's been other Antifa who have killed, but the media doesn't really focus on that." NGO stated, "We have a whole media class that is not just letting down the public. It's actively giving them disinformation." Marlowe asked about funding sources for Antifa. "There's lots of conspiracies about like rich millionaires and billionaires," NGO replied. "I actually haven't been able to find evidence of that, and it's much more simple. The real sources of funding, because it's actually done out in the open, they create these sort of front groups, ad hoc groups, that are anonymously run. And then they open up accounts on Cash App, in Venmo, in GoFundMe, and then these links and usernames get disseminated across really wide networks, shared around the world. And so through small donor amounts, like anything from $20 to $100, to a few hundred dollars, they collectively will raise millions, literally." NGO recalled Vice President Kamala Harris's expression of support for the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which also received donations from President Joe Biden's presidential campaign staffers. "The Minnesota Freedom Fund fundraised on a very similar model. They did crowdfunding and then that got picked up and got supported by celebrities and those who worked on the Biden presidential campaign staff and also our current vice president who's promoting these links, and they raised $35 million. NGO added, "So not only were all the accused rioters in Minnesota bailed out last year, those getting bailed out also included those charged with attempted murder, rape, etc. It's a mockery of the criminal justice system. But they're very effective at organizing and their networks are vast and expansive and people kind of underestimate how organized they are." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.